listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Can you believe it? It didn't take us a month to make another one.
I know. It's really quite, it's like habit forming. From the depths of winter in the heart of the Midwest.
Here we are.
We've self-proclaimed Minneapolis to be the heart of the Midwest. Other cities may argue, but
it's
tough.
Oh, it's the Midwest's rubbery gullet.
Gizzard.
Gizzard, yeah. Well,
it's cosmic.
Well, it's because of all those tumblings.
Oh, yes. Those
glacial tumblings. It is kind of like a gizzard around here.
Talking
geology.
Climate and geology notwithstanding.
Cosmic Slop. Hello, I am Joel.
And I am Chuck, and thanks for joining us as we figure out a couple of more things that we thought were cool and we thought we would play. And today we're gonna find something that came from very talented women with the help of a very insane individual that helped get them there.
Well, some more talented than others, and to a large degree.
None more terribly insane than Kim Fowley.
Not at all. But yes, the various members of the Runaways had various levels of musical ability, and some of them went on to great things as solo artists and actually maintained themselves in the record industry, and some of them just kind of went off and did other things. But the crazy mastermind behind the Runaways, a group of teenage girls assembled by Kim Fowley.
Girls who rock, not a pop singing group, but girls who play music
and rock. A revolutionary concept in the early to mid 70s, and Kim Fowley said, hey, let's make this happen, and we could make a lot of money, and brought in Lita Ford, Joan Jett, Marie Curry. No, not her sister.
But they also rocked previous.
Cherie and Marie, twin sisters who
performed as a duo.
Performed as a duo, but that was post Runaways.
So I thought that was pre.
No, Sandy West and Jackie Fox.
Oh, okay.
The original lineup of the Runaways, but their first album was a blast across the bow of the ship that was the American record buying public.
And male guitar heroes.
Male guitar heroes. Hey, these little ladies can actually play. And it's true. The Runaways' first LP is really awesome. And this is one of the songs from it. It's a little tune called American Nights, and it's got some cowbell.
From the year of our nation's bicentennial.
Everybody want a party. It's American Nights by the Runaways.
On Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
American Night.
Now, you may find this hard to believe, but that was a smart alecky British guy.
Oh, no. Really?
It was.
Tell me more.
He had an accent, has a curious British-y name, and then made songs that sometimes poked fun at a convention.
Well, yeah, actually, Edward Tudor Pole.
Tudor hyphen Pole.
Of Ten Pole Tudor, often sang as though he were holding a bag of marbles in his mouth, which was apparent on that song, Swords of a Thousand Men, which made it to number 6 on the UK pop charts when it was released. And
it's a lot of fun.
No, he did a stint in the Sex Pistols as Johnny Rotten left the group and they were casting around for other people to fill his shoes. He appears in The Great Rock and Roll Swindle as heading the front man of the Sex Pistols, and as a wacky movie theater attendant. but there on Swords of a Thousand Men, he stepped out on his own. Steps out in armor and plays with his combo Ten Pole Tudor off of the album Eddie, Old Bob, Dick, and Gary.
It's
great. It's got all sorts of cool songs on it.
And I love that eventually he formed a Cajun version of Ten Pole Tudor, and still performs one man shows. He has reformed the band in various lineups over the years. But he is himself, his one man stadium show. I think
he is a Cleesian figure, and he's a tall and strange looking
as in Mighty Python Cleesian.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. not ecclesiastic. He is Cleesian, and yes, I highly recommend any video you can find of Ten Pole Tudor because those guys are hilarious.
And if I can do it, we'll be putting that up online over at Fancy Pants Gangsters with video clips, which we like to go and put up of each show.
Splendid.
I equally hope we could find something eye-popping to look at about our next performer.
Well,
next performer. I sound like I'm hosting a variety show.
Got your blue note cards in front of
you. I do indeed. Betty Davis, not the famous actress, but the famous singer. She was, her name was Lynn, is Betty Mabry. She's Davis because she was married to the legendary Miles Davis, his second wife, and made about 3-4 records in the 70s prime. They're funky, although we just did a little homework and she rejected the word funky.
Because that meant something dirty.
That meant something dirty. But then if you listen to her lyrics, she's not. She's very okay with dirty.
She is explicitly sexual and very much a powerful female musical figure. And
her first record straight out of the box was an all-star affair, like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. When you say, I'd like to get the Tower Power horns and some of the guys from the Sly and the Family Stone on my record, and can I get some dudes from Santana to play on my record, and everybody says yes, you wind up with a pretty wicked record. Mm-hmm. Having said that, ooh, we're going to play something from her second record.
They Say I'm Different, so the name of the LP, Your Mama Wants You Back is the name of the song, and 1974. The sucker came out, and it is groovy and smooth.
It is a quality piece of work.
It is hot, sexy, and sassy.
Betty Davis. Think about your Millie Jacksons and things like that. Mm-hmm. She's in that club.
Yeah, but she's classier.
I think so. Yeah. Well, she's not quite as explicit as the Millie Jackson, perhaps.
Although she is hot.
It's Betty Davis on Cosmic Lab.
The podcast. Hear your mama pleading, I'm trying to do the best I can.
need you. wanna show you the way I feel. I really wanna know you. I really wanna show you the way I feel. I really wanna know you. I really wanna show you. I really wanna know. Yes, I wanna know.
Given the types of old music that we play, and old hits
old
or
music,
lesser
classics,
hits that
Toe
we under,
Peppers.
There's a constant theme as we go poking around and finding what current activities some of these artists are up to. Number one is they're all older. Mm-hmm. Somehow, so am I. But anyway, it's interesting to find out how many classic artists who maybe had only a couple of hits, and you land on their websites or you read the promos and you realize that they're all fully supporting themselves in some way mm-hmm. by embracing, you know, if their new music is not getting attention, they announce, just like it's a brand new big hit, the next appearance of their old hit in a movie or a commercial or a TV
yes,
show.
That is the
their calling card these days
that
is to
that
say
is phase two of the
you may know my
career.
You may know my 30-year-old song mm-hmm. from various shows as the lightest Adam Sandler movie, or perhaps something involving, you know, a Jonas or a Cyrus of some kind. Then that's the case with the guy we just heard. It's Gary Wright and Dreamweaver. Was the big Gary Wright
I know,
hit.
And another theme that we sometimes explore mm-hmm. is taking one-hit wonders and finding their second and third-tier hits.
We do that a lot, and so, that's what we're doing right now.
So there was Dreamweaver and Love is Alive.
Huge hits, covered, the catalog sales of that make him, and royalties make him tons of money, and he's doing A-okay. Mm-hmm. And then there was a hit from 1981, and that one gets played. That one's not a lost hit, but it's definitely lost in the shadows of the two big ones. Mm-hmm. That is called I Really Want to Know You. It's from 1981, and it's Gary Wright. It's got that Gary Wright super synthesizery feel, and I'm a sucker for that version of soft rock.
And Gary Wright, a journeyman keyboardist, longtime player from New Jersey, apparently. Mm-hmm. He's from the U.S., but
went to London.
Wandered over to London, met the head of Island Records, and he encouraged Mr. Wright to form a group over there, and he formed Spooky Tooth,
mm-hmm.
A fine progressive pop rock band.
With his good friend Mick Jones, who mm-hmm. later went on to huge hits with Foreigner.
Foreigner, yeah.
And, you know, we just noticed in checking up on Mr. Wright's current activities, mm-hmm. that you can see him with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band in the summer of 2010 tour, in which I'm sure he'll be rocking the Dreamweaver for everybody.
I don't know. These stars, while stars, it's more like the Pleiades in that they are small and kind of clustered together, and they work much better as a unit rather than as, say, a constellation.
But with Ringo, it's all about the fun. Mm-hmm. It's all straightforward. It's easy.
I actually saw the first iteration of Ringo Starr's All-Star Band.
They delivered hits nonstop.
They did.
It's an old
school. Like, hey, that's Joe Walsh. What's he doing? Oh, he's doing his thing.
It's an old school review. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes out and does their thing, and everybody waves, and everybody has a big, then they go have dinner. Mm-hmm.
Paul Carrick, he came out and played a couple of songs. It was a good time was had by most.
Paul Carrick can sing lots of songs from lots of different bands.
And he did.
Now the opposite of people who scatter around their career and different things at different eras and different bands, mm-hmm. there are some bands that get together and they just keep going.
But, you know, say a bunch of diminutive Germans who form a rock combo in 1965, and
we're not talking about Kraftwerk,
and stick with it, you know, clinging to that ramshackle raft that has kept them aloft on the sea of music for many, many decades.
But it has come out.
Some of their compatriots fall off the raft, and others swim up and grab on tightly.
Keep going with this metaphor, man. Keep going.
And you know, though that shark sandwich that you are becoming, as you navigate the world of music.
But
make your way toward the destination.
But when your raft has a sail in the winds of change. continue to blow you towards shore.
Oh, you're
we
not
haven't
just,
said the
you're
name
not
of the
just
band
whistling
yet.
Dixie there, Chuck.
No.
The group The Scorpions have had so many different phases of their career. I have a Scorpions
the rock
great...
phase, the rock phase, and then and the rock phase.
But they're like... There are entire periods of their existence that are entirely encapsulated in greatest hits records that were greatest hits records, say in the late 70s.
And then there's a whole other era.
And then
hits.
There's another era that, and you know, those later, those earlier hits are all forgotten in favor of the much larger later hits.
Well, they're on our mind today, and we're about to play an old Scorpions tune because they've announced just this week, mm-hmm. that they are going to, the record they're about to put out will be their last.
And they will be embarking upon their farewell tour, which will last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, they're gonna break up, but they're going to do it in 3 years after they make a whole bunch of money.
In mind now that the Scorpions have been playing in one configuration or another since 1965. This group has been around for friggin' ever.
Klaus Meine and various
Shrinkers. They're like the four tops of hard rock.
And what year was this damn thing from again?
It was 1977.
There we go. That's right.
The song we're about to play, Steam Rock Fever, the kickoff track.
My question, if you know, please send us a message there at Cosmic Slop. Oh, what is it?
CosmicSlop.com.
Yeah. No, I was going to go for the other one.
Or the other one?
Find us one way or another.
Yeah.
How's that for efficient?
That Fancy Pants Gangster, for Christ.
That's right. The I want to know if anybody knows what Steam Rock Fever actually is. What kind of fever is it?
Well,
is Steam Rock? I'm going to try to pay closer attention this time.
Well, it starts off with a jackhammer and then mm-hmm. some jackhammer guitar. And apparently they have it in L.A.,
something to do with LA.
Yeah, it's and you know, over the years Klaus Meine has become more adept at singing in English, which is his native tongue. At this point, he is still kind of trying to figure it out. So enjoy, won't you? Steam Rock Fever, hard rock and stuff from 1977 from the Scorpions.
Salute to the Germans on Cosmic Slop,
the podcast.
Steam Rock Fever, screaming rock.
That's the sort of song that, say, a Canadian teen would take to heart and remember as the song of their senior year in...
Perhaps their first close dance.
Prep school. Yeah, exactly. Their first touch dance with
touch
the
dance.
With the member of the opposite sex. That is April Wine.
We have a soft spot for Canadians.
I know. That song is awesome. Tonight is a wonderful time to fall in love.
What night isn't?
Oh, well, of course.
This one was particularly
good. Wonderful. And April Wine, Nova Scotia band, and beloved in their native Canada.
And multi-platinum artists in Canada.
And that sucker made it to number 5 on the Canadian charts, which meant, it sold probably 20 copies.
There are a lot of people up there.
And... you know, April Wine hit makers here in the U.S. as well.
They made
staples on AOR
mm-hmm.
radio stations such as our own KQRS.
The mid to late 70s were pretty good, and by the 80s, it already started to wane for them. But, you know, if you ever enjoyed the good chuckle at the pun of the song, If You See K, if you catch my meaning, which nobody really seemed to mention at all when Britney Spears made a lot of big deal about If You Seek Amy, her tricky little almost dirty song title.
Isn't she sassy? No, April Wine did it back in 1982 before she was even born.
But boy, they deliver the rock goods in a journeyman. Canadian fashion,
and they are craftsmen. They take pride in their work, even though, you know, they shed band members much like the Scorpions did. Mm-hmm.
A lot of lineup changes over the years. Mm-hmm. I like that a member of April Wine actually joined BTO. That seems as it should be.
Oh, it's the Canadian farm system, but so to speak, and Miles Goodwin, the lead singer, the common thread throughout all of the various iterations.
Mm-hmm.
And still active these days, playing county fairs
they are indeed,
and rib fests.
I'm sure they've played
all across the northern part of North America.
I thought I got the wrong guy in my head as to who is one of their drummers. He's not on this list. I remember a friend of mine going, April Wine. Hey, that's a band. That's one of those bands with a bald drummer. You know, that's for whatever reason.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Well, folks, that's enough for now. We have to go digging back into the dusty entrails of musical past. Are entrails dusty?
Well, if you're a mummy, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Get up off your rusty dust.
But we ask you to go find out and spread the word. If you like what you hear, please tell other folks about it. CosmicSlop.com is where you can come and find us and find links over to the best place to get the show.
Go off in various different directions.
Yes, find us on Facebook. Find us over at FancyPantsGangsters.com. The nice
folks. Syndicators, the folks who are pushing us.
Our content partners.
Our content partners, yes.
You can get subscribed to an RSS feed. And please, if you like the video, I like doing this part of it. I go and hunt down video clips or something related to all the songs we play, and I post them up on the forums.
Essays, biographies, those kinds of things. You'll find
clips.
Multimedia content on the forums, please.
Yep.
Avail yourselves of our internet multimedia experience. We are using the medium its fullest.
May we provide perhaps a tiny little piece of, oh my goodness, you have to see this thing, that you then pass around to your friends, and then it's water cooler fodder.
Say, oh my God, look at this thing that we just saw.
Look at that crazy 80s video. Is that hair? All sorts of stuff like that. And with that, I think that's all we got.
I think we're good.
All right, I'm going to go put on another layer and another log on the fire.
I'm going to put some shoes on.
Fall asleep or something.
Yeah, you know it.
It's cold in Minnesota, and we all tend to hunker down, so it takes a lot to keep our eyelids open and wanting to think about activity.
That's brisk, baby.
Very.
All right, so for the Cosmic Slop Experience, I am Joel.
And I am Chuck, and we will see you next time.
For another podcast
of Cosmic Slop.
Yep.
Thank you very much.